Unit 5, Lesson B, page 42. 4. The Joys of Literature. B. Listen to Junko, J, and Andy, A, discuss what people learn from literature. Who introduces the topics in the chart? Write the correct letter.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Junko. I see you're reading another novel again. So, what do you get out of reading so much literature?
Well, you know, there are the practical things. You know, like building your vocabulary and improving your spelling.
That's true.
But for me, the best thing you gain from literature is that you learn to see things from another person's point of view.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You can really see things from a different perspective. In a way, it's like becoming another person and being able to see the world through their eyes instead of your own.
I know. It can be really enlightening. Or when you read a book about someone from a different country, well, then you get all kinds of information about their country and their culture. It's almost as good as traveling there. Well, not quite, but you know what I mean.
In literature class, the professor has us pay attention to the author's writing style. She told us that we can improve our writing by paying attention to the way the author writes.
Yeah, I can see how that would really help your writing. I'm mostly interested in creative writing. For that, you need to use your imagination. And I think that reading trains your imagination, you know, stretches it.
Definitely. After all, think of all of those imaginative movies they make from literature. Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and, lots of others. But honestly, I think the part I like best about reading literature is the escape.
The escape?
Yeah, you know, I can just forget all my troubles and escape into another world. It's an awesome way to just relax.